Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Today is Wednesday, October 4th. The year is just moving along. And pretty soon you're going to turn around and it's going to be election time. It's going to be presidential election time. And yours truly said throughout the show yesterday that now that Kevin McCarthy's gone, let's have Trump as the House Speaker. And then, of course, my plan was hatched. I got that light bulb moment during the show yesterday. I think it was during Lindell, my second hour on the air during Lindell TV as well as USA Audio Network. I got the idea that, you know, Trump doesn't even have to be House Speaker. We know he doesn't really want to be. He's told me that on this show many times. He doesn't want to be. But I tried to push him to do it. I would have been right. Kevin McCarthy was a huge disappointment. And now everyone is saying Trump should be House Speaker. Everyone is caught on to my, as usual, everybody steals my ideas. I always get there first. I came up with it in January of 21. Right after Trump was supposedly defeated, I call it rigged and stolen election. It was stolen from him. And I said, if we gave back control of the House in 2022, Trump should be the Speaker. And I wrote that, and I said that, and I pushed it to Trump. And Trump came on TV with me and on radio with me and would not say no. And it made headlines around the country. But it was not his cup of tea. I could tell that. And then finally he did say no on the air with me. He didn't want it. And I told him, whatever you do, don't back McCarthy. Because he's a backstabbing D.C. swamp rat. And Trump said, no, I'm backing McCarthy because they're all bad in Washington. Nobody's any good. So if you want a friend, get a dog, you know? So he backed McCarthy, and I thought that was a mistake, and it turned out I was right. And Trump should have been the House Speaker. He would have been the perfect guy to lead the impeachment battle against Biden and Kamala and Mayorkas and all the other losers that are destroying our country. I was right, and Trump was wrong. And now I proposed it again yesterday. He's got to be the House Speaker. But, again, if he doesn't want it, let's just get a vote for Trump being House Speaker. That's all I ask for is a vote. We'll have Matt Gaetz on the show a little bit later. During my Lindell hour, Matt Gaetz will be with us, Congressman Matt Gaetz, who was single-handedly responsible for getting rid of Kevin McCarthy, one of my heroes, the best congressman out there. Matt Gaetz will be with us. But I said, look, if it's not going to be Trump as House Speaker, at least get a vote on the record for Trump as House Speaker. And anyone who votes no on the Republican side, this is how we expose the rhinos and we primary them and throw them out and we'll get a Republican Congress that's filled with MAGA America First Congress people. So it's a brilliant idea. And but at the very least, that's what we get. At the most, Trump should become House Speaker. It would be great. So then when the night was over, I wrote my commentary. Most people after 3 hours of radio and TV would be done for the night, right? I spent 2 hours writing my commentary, and here it is. And it went out all over the country last night. Trump for House Speaker again. Whether he wants it or not, here's an idea that exposes all the rhinos and changes Congress forever. first of all, remember me? I'm the first guy in America back in January of 21 to recommend President Trump as the next GOP House Speaker if the GOP won the 2022 midterms, and I was 100% right. I wish Trump would have listened. I started the ball rolling. After I wrote that column and announced it on my national radio show and TV shows, Steve Bannon mentioned it in a speech 2 weeks later. Next, the media started talking about it, and soon, the whole world was discussing and debating my idea. President Trump's a regular guest on my TV and radio shows, several times on my Real America Voice TV show. In 2021 and 2022, I urged him face-to-face to run for House Speaker, and it just wasn't his cup of tea. I also urged Trump to dump Kevin McCarthy. He wouldn't do it. I told Trump McCarthy's a D.C. swamp rat and backstabber, and Trump said so is everyone else in D.C. Good point. What's the saying? If you want a friend in D.C., get a dog. Nonetheless, I had one heck of an idea. Trump should have been the House Speaker for the past year. He's the man to unite the GOP. He's the man to lead the impeachment of Biden. He's the man to lead the fight against open borders and secure our borders and to stop the corrupt funding of the Ukraine war. Why are we fighting the invasion of their border when we're doing nothing about the invasion of our border? Most importantly, I trust no House Speaker to actually support Trump for president in 2024. House Speaker Trump is the only one I trust to support presidential candidate Trump. Never forget, McCarthy and McConnell actively funded and supported all the Rhino candidates and backstabbed all the MAGA candidates in the 2022 midterms. They actively worked against our pro-Trump America First MAGA candidates. You know what you call that? Traitor. So good riddance to McCarthy. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Get lost. You're fired. Adios. In the words of Trump, you're finished. You're fired. Bravo. Congratulations to Congressman Matt Gaetz. But I have another brainstorm. I'd like to propose Trump as House Speaker again. Boy, would that move make liberal and rhino heads explode. Boy, would the media go insane. Trump would once again be the center of attention of the entire world, and add another notch to his belt. They'd call it the greatest comeback ever. And then after it leads to his re-election as president in 2024, he could step down as Speaker of the House to take over the presidency. But alas, I know it's just a dream. We all know Trump is busy fending off Gestapo-like government attacks, nonstop court cases, and of course, running his presidential campaign. We all know he doesn't want to be Speaker. But that's okay, because here's my best idea ever. Whether he wants it or not, let's hold an official on-the-record vote for Donald J. Trump as House Speaker. Why is this important? Because this is how we expose every rhino backstabbing loser in the entire House of Representatives and defeat them all in 2024. Think about the beauty of this idea. Trump needs to be nominated for House Speaker, and we hold the official vote, whether he wants it or not. Put every GOP congressman and congresswoman officially on the record. Let's see who votes for Trump and who votes against Trump. Use this vote to flush out the rhinos, never-Trumpers, backstabbers, and traitors who stand in the way of our MAGA and America First agenda, and then primary all of them. Trump getting elected as president in 2024 is only a partial victory, a great start. But without a Trump-like, MAGA, America First House majority, we can't fundamentally change America. Remember those Obama words? We can't turn this terrible economy around. We can't save the middle class. We can't make America great again. We need a truly conservative MAGA, America First GOP House majority. This is how we make it happen. This is how we out the posers, pretenders, and sellouts. We make them show their true colors. If they vote against Trump, we primary them and end their careers. We get not only President Trump, but a whole Congress of Trumps to support him. But if by chance GOP congressmen and women are forced by my idea to all vote for Trump in order to protect their careers, well, then Trump is the new House Speaker, if he wants it. Think of what Trump could do as Speaker. Stop any increase in the debt ceiling. Defund the DOJ, defund the FBI, defund the CIA, defund the IRS, defund the Department of Education, and of course, defund the border czar, Kamala Harris. That's what I call a win-win for the GOP in America. So, Team Trump, MAGA, and America First, 80 million strong, all of you, it's time to call your congressperson and demand an official on-the-record vote for Donald J. Trump for House Speaker. Start dialing. So I wrote that last night when the show ended. Usually I hit the gym when the show ends, but last night I took 2 hours and did that. And it went viral all over the United States, all over the world, I'm guessing. And I've gotten more comments on that than anything I've ever written. And at the same time I put that out, Hannity announced on Fox News House Republicans have been in contact with President Trump in an effort to push Trump as the new speaker. Marjorie Taylor Greene this morning endorsed Donald Trump for Speaker of the House. We can make him speaker and then elect him president. He will make America great again, says Marjorie Taylor Greene, otherwise known as MTG. There were announcements of who wants to be House Speaker. Jim Jordan announced today he's throwing his hat in the ring for House Speaker, and Steve Scalise announced his bid for House Speaker after he saw Jim Jordan was getting in. Jim Jordan, too conservative for Steve Scalise. Steve Scalise, basically a Kevin McCarthy rhino. Maybe a little better than Kevin McCarthy, but basically McCarthy's right-hand man in rhinodom. And they couldn't stand that Jim Jordan announced, and they couldn't stand that people were proposing Trump. So they threw in Steve Scalise's name. Now, let me tell you a little Trump story. What time is it, Chris? How much time do we have left? 90 seconds. Perfect, because I have a very short story to tell you. So Trump was in court today. The judge was freaking out again. Trump was freaking out when he left the court. It's a persecution. It's not a prosecution. It's a persecution. Even a liberal reporter in the Washington Post is taking Trump's side and saying what they're doing to him is unprecedented, and she's worried about it. Of course she is. Because if you could do it to Trump, you could do it. We as Republicans could do it to Democrats, the next Democrat that comes along. This is ruining people's lives over nothing. But here's Trump running for president of the United States, and here's Donald J. Trump being destroyed in court. They're trying to steal his entire life's work, his real estate empire. And somehow, some way, in the middle of all this, because he was in court all morning, I get a text from the president's office with a message from the president thanking me. I'm not going to say what he said in a private note. I'm just going to say that President Trump's office contacted me with a note from President Trump. I clicked on it, and there's a handwritten thank you note from President Trump for the work I do on his behalf. In the middle of today, in the middle of everything he's got going on, they're trying to take his life away, and they're trying to put him in jail for the rest of his life. And he has time to send a personal note to Wayne Allyn Root. That's the remarkable, amazing, magical human being, Donald J. Trump. Just wanted you to understand that. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got great news and bad news. The bad news is we're all vaccinated now. 70% or more of Americans took the COVID vax. Your friends, coworkers, maybe even your spouse and parents. And we all know from doctors and scientific literature, they may be shedding spike proteins onto you. Which means whether you took the jab or not, we've all been contaminated. Now they're putting mRNA in our food. We're all vaxxed now. The great news is there is a solution. Patent pending no covidium from spikewarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. Nocovidium helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them forever, naturally. It turns your body into a spike protein eating machine like Pac-Man. Here's a special offer only for my fans. With promo code WAR, you get two bottles of Nocovidium for the price of one. Pay for one bottle and get the second bottle free. Go right now to spikewarrior.com. That's spikewarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Okay, I'm talking funny because...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. By the way, you know what I forgot to mention? I mentioned that Sean Hannity said that House members were trying to convince Trump to be Speaker. I mentioned that Marjorie Taylor Greene said she wanted Trump as House Speaker. I mentioned a congressman put his name into nomination as House Speaker. What I didn't mention is Donald Trump says he's willing to serve as Speaker and will do whatever's best for the country. So, you know, my idea that started in January 21... and then, you know, continued literally in my interviews with President Trump, where I said, you really should be House Speaker. And we discussed it, and he didn't say no. And then it became media all over the world. All this was in 2022. And now it's a year later, or a year plus, in 2023. And my idea was kind of back on the table as of last night, not just from me, but from many, many, many others. And Trump is now, for the first time, acting as if he'd consider it. I do not think it's likely. I think even him saying he'd consider it with Scalise and Jim Jordan's names in nomination, my guess is, you know, he's thrilled to not have to do it. But it's, again, they're idiots. Republicans are idiots who shoot themselves in the foot if they're not smart enough to take the second half of my idea, which is whether he wants it or not, put his name in nomination and vote. And let's see who the bad guys are in the GOP who vote against Trump. And let's primary them, and get rid of them. By the way, one good thing has already come of McCarthy being shown the door. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, McCarthy. One good thing has already happened. The interim, you know, kind of temporary Speaker of the House has already, his name's Patrick McHenry of North Carolina. He's acting Speaker of the House. That's the word I'm looking for. Not interim, not temporary, but acting Speaker of the House. And McHenry threw Pelosi out of her office, even though Pelosi is not the Speaker and not even the minority leader. She kept her office, and McCarthy was such a pussycat, because I can't really say the word I want to say, was such a pussycat, he never even made her leave. She's not the Speaker. Why would she have the Speaker's office? So Hakeem Jeffries' staffers cleaned out Pelosi's office and hauled away her belongings and bags after the room was rekeyed. So the minute McCarthy's gone, we throw her ass out, Nancy Pelosi. But in an entire year, McCarthy never had the balls to do that. That's why it's good he's gone. Score Blue, by the way. Speaking of balls, Score Blue is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're looking for the best ED pill of all time, see, McCarthy needed Score Blue because he just doesn't have any balls. It's a new little blue pill for the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra, plus the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the $80 or $90 a pill they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to ScoreBlue.com. Enter the promo code WAR at checkout and get 20% off your first order, ScoreBlue.com. And send a little note to Kevin McCarthy and to Mitch McConnell and tell them neither one has balls and they should be swallowing some ScoreBlue. Some other stories I haven't gotten to yet that I think are representative of what's happening to America. New Jersey man accused of sexual assault by six women gets a plea deal with no additional jail time. Does that make any sense to you? A New Jersey man who faced sexual assault accusation of six women has reached a plea deal with Mercer County prosecutors under which he'll be required to serve. He will not be required to serve jail time other than the time he's already spent in custody. Eridson Rodriguez, in his late 20s, faced a 20-count indictment accusing him of sexual assault, but later pleaded guilty to aggravated criminal sexual contact. And the deal calls for him to serve 882 days behind bars or the time he had already spent in county jail, otherwise known as time served. He was arrested in 2020 and charged with raping one woman in March of 2019. Another 2 months later, the victims were 19 and 20 years old. Four additional women came forward accusing Rodriguez of sexual assault, leading a judge to order him detained for the duration of the case. But despite the 20 counts against him, he got a plea deal on a single charge of aggravated criminal sexual contact. The mother of one of the accusers blasted the outcome. It's not even a slap on the wrist, she said. This has caused a lot of pain. I still can't believe how little justice was served for these young women. Takes my breath away. Makes me feel like we haven't evolved. These women are not important in the state of New Jersey. But Rodriguez's lawyer claims some of the accusations against him are false. Of course they are. Rodriguez, he's such a wonderful man. You can tell. He's a good man. He's like Harvey Weinstein with none of the money. Oh, boy. What a world we live in. And you remember, with a Harvey Weinstein, when they're rich, you expect women to come forward because they want a piece of the loot. This guy has no money. If they're coming forward, it's because he raped them.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA News update. The Biden administration announcing it will forgive $9 billion in student loan debt for 125,000 borrowers. President Biden highlighting the positive impact on individuals and the economy.
It means they can go and get their lives in order. They can think about buying a house. They can start a business. They can be starting a family.
The relief specifically for those on income-driven repayment plans and in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The ousting of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has now sparked a flurry of contenders vying for his position. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana both officially entered the race today. Former President Trump was in New York City today for day three of his civil fraud trial. Trump's accused by New York Attorney General Letitia James of inflating his net worth. The former president has maintained that he did nothing wrong. Yesterday, the judge issued a gag order in the case. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Roots on fire. For those of you who were with me, I wanted to make sure you heard me say what an amazing, amazing human being President Donald J. Trump is. On trial in New York for not just his life, because he could spend life in prison with all these indictments, but he's on trial in New York. Even worse, they want to take away his life savings, everything he's ever worked for, his real estate properties, his real estate empire. He's got a crazy judge. He's got an insane, obsessed, Trump-hating attorney general of New York, Letitia James. All of them are insane. And while he's stuck in court listening to these people trying to control his life, excited for the first time in their life, because they're a bunch of broke nobodies, and they've got control over a famous billionaire, and they're thrilled about it, and they're openly smiling and laughing. While he's doing that, he manages to find time to send me a nice text and tell me how much he appreciates everything I'm doing for him. It's a private message, so I'm not going to read it to anybody, but I got a beautiful text from President Trump today. How he did that in the middle of the day while he was in court, I have no idea. I guess when he's sitting there in court, there's not much else to do. So, He's superhuman. He's amazing. He's remarkable. He's a fine human being. He's a mensch. All the above. All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health. One of my favorite companies, patriotic, hardworking, and focused on health for all of you, is Amio Life. Amio Life joins me in fighting for the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. Their natural silver mouthwash, the silver gel on my face each night, especially around my eyes, silver lozenges under my tongue in every break of this show to keep my voice alive. The good folks at Amio realize inflation is hitting so hard right now, so they're offering my listeners and only my listeners a special 50% discount on their entire product line. 50% off, just use the promo code ROOT50 at AmioLife.com. AmioLife.com, ROOT50 to get 50% off, or call them at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Say Route 50 and get 50% off. All right, we've got a great guest, Scott Pressler. He's calling in. He's the founder of Early Vote Action. The website is earlyvoteaction.com. He's been crossing the country meeting with local Republican groups on the need for early voting. No longer should we all be voting on one day, because look what they did to Kerry Lake. When they knew that only Republicans were voting on Election Day, there were no problems in all the weeks before that for early voting. But on the one day we all voted, none of the machines worked, none of the tabulators worked, and none of the Republican votes were counted, and Kerry Lake went down to a close defeat. Scott Pressler, welcome to the show, and thank you for all you do. I appreciate you, my man.
Thank you, Wayne, for having me. I appreciate you too, buddy.
So explain the whole idea behind early voting and early vote action. Tell us what that does. I think I understand it, but I want everyone listening to understand how important it is that we all, for the first time ever as Republicans, get used to early voting.
Well, I think it's important people understand the impetus for early vote action. You know, after the debacle of the 2020 election, I spent 2 years of my life working to take Congress. I wanted to take back the House of Representatives, take back the Senate. And, you know, everybody was saying, Wayne, it's going to be a red wave. It's going to be a red tsunami. You know, the economy is so bad. Joe Biden is doing a terrible job. The border is leaking like a sieve. We're at war with Ukraine. I mean, we couldn't have had a better perfect storm for Republican candidates. However, that red tsunami never materialized. We only have a narrow House majority, and we lost the Senate seat in Pennsylvania. And everybody's talking about candidate quality, yet we have President Joe Biden and Senator John Fetterman. Baloney. And so it really made me realize, look, we have to change up our game. And you hit the nail on the head, Wayne. I know the people listening, like I do, care about election integrity. But the fact of the matter, guys, is look, in Arizona, mail-in voting went perfectly. Early in-person voting went perfectly. But 60% of machines went down on
right.
Election Day.
Correct.
In Nevada, In Nevada, Adam Laxalt loses by 8,000 votes. And you know what? In the Republican county of Washoe in Reno County, because we like to live in the mountains, it snowed on Election Day. And in Harris County, Texas, and in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, because I listen to people, Wayne, and they say, Scott, one day, one vote, one paper ballot. Well, get this.
Yeah.
In 2022, on Election Day, they ran out of paper ballots. And so my argument is, guys, there are so many things that can go wrong on one day.
Right.
And the quote that I want to leave your viewers and listeners with is, Democrats vote for weeks, Republicans vote for 12 hours.
And it didn't work. I mean, let's face it. We all admit it didn't work. I mean, Scott, you will be the first one, I assume, to agree with me. Carrie Lake lost because we didn't vote early. We voted on Election Day, and Democrats were ready with their usual fraud and shenanigans, and they stopped Republicans from voting it, or Carrie Lake would absolutely be a landslide winner of the governorship of Arizona. It was all about voting on one day. Big mistake. Yes?
Yes. Well, people were disenfranchised. How, do people have the time to spend 4 hours if they're a working mom or dad, or if they're a little old lady? Do we expect them really to wait in line for 4 hours? Not everybody is like us, that they would crawl over broken glass to vote. And that's why diversifying our approach would have elected Abe Hamadeh as Attorney General, who, by the way, I think it's down to fewer than 300 votes. He would absolutely be Attorney General today. And Carrie Lake would be governor, and Blake Masters would be senator.
Amazing. Amazing. I mean, I can't even understand. You know what drove me crazy, Scott? You know, you talked about how perfect the circumstances were last year on Election Day, you know, leading into the election. So perfect for a Republican landslide red wave, because anyone with a brain who works for a living would know that inflation was the biggest issue. Inflation, plus crime, plus open borders, plus Ukraine and the wasted money. A lot of different things. COVID mandates, COVID vaccine mandates. But, I mean, still, inflation is killing the middle class. And somehow, some way, if we're to believe elections are not rigged, if we're to believe Democrats are not frauds, that means that all over America, women decided abortion was more important than inflation, even though the economy is a disaster. And they see it every second of every day, every time they go shopping, every time they go to the gas station, every time you go to a restaurant, every time you go to McDonald's, the prices are so high, it's scary. That's not as important to women as abortion. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that's possible, that for 1 year only, inflation didn't racket to the top, you know, ratchet to the top and become the number one issue. I just don't believe it.
Well, it's a variety of issues. Yes, that did play a part, but I hate to say it, this message of just saying, what's the point? It's rigged. It's the machines. I'm not saying there aren't shenanigans. That's not what I'm saying, guys. But what I'm saying is, if we tell that to people, or if we tell people not to vote by mail, think about our truckers. There are 3.6 million truckers serving our country. And I would argue a good percentage of them, the large majority, are probably Republican. Are they going to be in town on Election Day, or are they going to be hauling loads across the country? We got to get a mail-in ballot in the hands of every trucker in America, or make sure that they're voting early in person. And think about our Amish. I know this sounds stupid, but there are 80,000 Amish in Pennsylvania, and they get married on Tuesdays in November.
You're kidding me.
I'm serious.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yes, the Amish are baby-making machines. They're getting married in November after harvest. Let's put a Dropbox in every Amish enclave in America and get mail-in ballots in every Amish hand. You know, if we start educating voters on these different things, diversifying our approach, the fact of the matter, and I use this word loosely, Wayne, loosely, Joe Biden won the 2020 election by fewer than 70,000 votes, if you look at Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin. Is it possible that 35,000 Democrats regret their vote and would vote Republican today?
Yes.
So this election is winnable, y'all.
Absolutely. And you mentioned drop boxes for the Amish. What about drop boxes at every church in America? Why don't we have a drop box?
Yeah, bro.
Right? In front of or inside every church in America. And let them vote by ballot in that drop box instead of going on election day. I'm with you. I agree. I still say elections are rigged, but we win rigged elections. I believe that Hillary Clinton rigged the 16 election. That's why she was in shock when Trump won that night. But he beat the rig, and we can beat the rig again. I know we can, because we've done it before, and we'll do it again. Here, by the way, Scott, here in Nevada, we lost almost every important race, but we won the governor and the lieutenant governor. How did we do that in a state that's rigged? Well, if you get enough votes out, you actually beat the rig, and we did. Joe Lombardo beat the rig. So we can do it.
Well,
look, there, just let me mention before, so we don't lose, you know, time's running short.
Sure.
Key elections this month. Tell everyone where the key elections are.
Yes.
You just visited many of these areas.
Thank you. Guys. To everyone listening to the Wayne Allyn Root Show right now, if you want to defeat Joe Biden next year, I need your help this year. We have elections now in 2023. Kentucky, governorship, Daniel Cameron. Louisiana, governorship, Jeff Landry. Mississippi, governorship, Tate Reeves. Pennsylvania, Supreme Court race, Judge Carolyn Carluccio. New Jersey, state legislative, and Virginia, my state. If we give Governor Glenn Youngkin two state Senate seats this November, picking them up, we will have a completely Republican legislature in the Commonwealth of Virginia, which sets us up to elect a Republican president next year. I need all of y'all, if you care about defeating Joe Biden, please visit earlyvoteaction.com, sign up to write postcards, and let's together swim as a family to win this November.
Right. And Scott, by the way, that's more proof that you can beat rigged elections, or maybe some elections aren't even rigged. They're just on the square. Glenn Youngkin, he won in a fairly blue state, Virginia, and he won fairly decisively, and we can really win back everything this November. So it just goes to show you, with a really good candidate and focusing on getting the vote out, we can win races, whether they're rigged or not. Scott Pressler, very good guy, working very hard all across America. We really appreciate you, Scott. God bless you, and thank you for all your hard work. It's appreciated. Earlyvoteaction.com. Check them out, earlyvoteaction.com. Thank you, Scott. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Can your IRA stand up to the next...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver within a listen up? Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k retirement account, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Up to $15,000 in free silver. Are you kidding me? Amazing. Only for Wayne Root fans. Call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. Wayne Alla Root. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Just some proof that Democrats are insane. I left New York... I don't know, how many years ago did I leave? I left New York in 1989. So I'm not good at math. I have to count it out on my fingers. 89 to 99 to 2009 to 2019, and this is 2023. So I left New York 34 years ago. 34 years ago because I thought the taxes were too high. And I moved to Los Angeles, where they were really, in those days, much lower than New York. And little by little, as I lived in L.A. for almost 15 years, the taxes got as high as New York. And then I left L.A. for Las Vegas. And I left L.A. 22 years ago. I've been in Vegas 22 years. And so I've been away from New York 34 years, and away from New York and L.A. 34 years in total. And I live in a place where the income tax is zero. No matter how much you make, the state income tax is zero in Las Vegas. The business tax is zero. The capital gains tax on the state level is zero. The inheritance tax on the state level is zero. And we have among the top 10 lowest property taxes in America. So I've had this great run for 22 years in Las Vegas. Now, if they ever, you know, if the Democrats here ever decide to install an income tax or take the cap off property taxes, there's a good chance I'll be on my way out. You know, I've had a great run here. I've had a great run because there were no taxes and life was good. What does government ever give you? Nothing. Government gives you nothing for your taxes. Zero, zip, zilch. Nothing. Nada. Okay, I never got anything in New York for those high taxes. I never got anything in L.A. for those high taxes. But living in Las Vegas, I've lived a great life because government gives me nothing. I don't care. Because the money I save, because I pay zero state income taxes, and I pay very low property taxes and no business taxes, that money that I save gives me a great life. It's up to me to earn the money, and it's up to me to keep that money and earn a great life. You can't give me a great life. Government can't give me a great life. Government gives me nothing. So the reason I went into this rant is because AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'd like to give her different initials, you know, for those AOC. I've got other names for her, but I can't say them on public radio. But she and her socialist buddies, her communist scumbag buddies, target New York's top 5% with massive tax hikes. You know, she always talks about, liberals talk about, socialists talk about, the 1%. She doesn't care that all the taxes in New York now hit the 1%. She wants to hit the 5%. So she wants to hit households making $250,000 a year or more. Households, that's not people. That's a husband and a wife together making $250,000 a year. Folks, it isn't hard. You know, if you're very middle class, and I don't know how anyone's going to argue with me that a cop is middle class or a fireman is middle class, and you're married to a nurse, which is a middle class job. So a cop is married to a nurse. A fireman's married to a paramedic. You get the idea. They're both going to make $100,000, $120,000, $150,000 a year. That's what they pay cops and nurses and firemen and paramedics. And so you're telling me the two middle-class people together who make a low six-figure income should be hit with massive new taxes in this crappy Obama economy. And I mean that. It's not a Biden economy. It's the Obama economy. Obama is the president of the United States. Biden is a brain-dead zombie puppet with dementia and diapers. And he's not running the country. Obama is running the country. This is the Obama economy, and these are Obama tax hikes. And so she wants dramatic new tax hikes for people who make over $250,000. And the point I'm trying to make is, I ran away 34 years ago. Think what New York has lost since I ran away 34 years ago. In those 34 years, I probably would have paid New York, and I'm just guessing, and I'm being conservative now, but my educated guess is I would have paid in taxes several million dollars in 34 years, probably around $3 million in 34 years. Instead, they got zero from me. And I went to California, and they got some of that, but then I went to Nevada, and they got none of it because I pay zero income taxes here. But then I spend all my money here, and they tax me on sales tax. So everybody wins. I enjoy spending. I enjoy spending the money I save for no taxes, and they get the sales tax revenue. And Nevada lives with zero state income tax. That's why New York is stupid. So I'm telling you that everyone with money has been moving to Florida and Texas and Nevada and Tennessee and North Carolina and South Carolina in the last few years. Well, guess what? Now everyone who stayed behind will leave New York. Anyone who makes $250,000 or more per couple, that's not a lot anymore, $120,000 each per couple. They're all going to make plans to leave New York. That's how smart these socialist, communist witches like AOC are. The last few people that make money are all going to leave and shut the door, turn out the lights. New York is over. It's finished. California is over. It's finished. Much nicer weather than New York, but no one's going to pay the taxes. No one will be left because they've got states with zero income tax to run to, namely Florida, Texas, and Las Vegas, Nevada.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.